another episode of Pretty Not Smart with Yoatsi. And Louis, a goblin.
Louis, a.k.a. the baddest perra. This is episode numero
9.
We're almost to the double digits.
Oh, my God. I'm proud because we've been consistent.
So enjoy it. It's not going to last long. No,
it's like more episodes and then.
No, you guys, we're being pretty consistent.
Yeah, are you excited?
We're
going to
keep it that way because you guys like it.
Yeah. All right?
They're like, we're getting bored.
No, they can't get bored. Sorry.
So you guys, for today's episode, we're talking about
Mota.
Weird.
Mota. I'm Mary Jane.
Hey, we start singing it.
Na 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 na, Mary Jane.
I don't think I've ever really like talked about weird before. Have you?
No, I have goosebumps.
I'm craving it right now. Imagine a hot box the whole room. We're like, wait. So we have some funny experiences and some very bad ones.
Traumatizing.
Yeah, so before we dive into that, we have the word of the century.
Yes, and I wanted to pick something that kind of went with it.
What?
Spell creepy kush.
Those are two words.
No. It's not creepy kush.
Oh, okay. I was like, what the?
It's kind of easy, but I feel like you're not going to get it.
Well, thanks. What is it?
It's sativa.
S-A-T-I-V-A.
No.
Yes, it is, dumbass.
No, it's not.
Sativa. S-A-T-I-V-A. A.
I said saliva, not sativa.
You're fucking stupid. I literally was like, there's no way there's another word in there.
It was, that one was easy.
No. Knowing English would have had like a silent H in there.
It's S-C.
No, it's S-A-H. Sativa.
Well, you got it, Louis. Good job.
Thanks.
It's because he's high.
I'm all concentrating better. No, and then we also got some new pillows, you guys.
Yes, look. Thank you.
Oh, wait,
too.
Well, if you're watching on YouTube, we have a pink and a purple pillow now that say pretty not smart. Porque before we were using some of mine, they were both purple and they just said Louis the baddest.
And everyone was mad.
Everyone was like, why is there only purple pillows?
Yeah, and it was Crafty Creations by Desi.
Thank you for making them for us.
And we never showed him our cups.
I'm telling you guys, every time there's always a new addition.
Yes, look,
so
it's
half pink, half purple. And it says my name and then pretty nice.
And mine says Yoatsi. And these were made by Lizzie's Star Cups.
Thank you guys so much.
Thank you.
But como les habíamos dicho, we have some stories about weird. And I always find it funny because when I started popping off on like YouTube, especially during like story time era and like my dancing videos and everything, I think because my energy was so high that everybody, the number one thing that people would ask me was like, oh my God, are you high? Or like, oh my God, you're probably hella high in these videos. And like everyone in the comments, but not like bad. No one would be like, what the fuck? Like, pinche marijuana.
No, they'd be like, I want whatever he's on.
No, but people were just like, you can tell he's hella high right now. And I was like, what? But I think, because everybody would always everyone would always point out how red my eyes were. But I don't know if you remember that I used to wear colored contacts.
That's right.
I still wear contacts right now, but they're like clear ones.
Y'all wanted to have blue eyes. Dude, real bad.
I wanted to convince the whole world that I had colored eyes. So I went through an era. I don't think on YouTube I went through the blue eye era.
Yes, I get all pull up your videos and you're all blue eyes.
But we're green.
Really?
Yes. I don't think YouTube saw my blue eye era. If anything, they maybe saw like my gray eye era.
Oh, I remember that one. The gray eyes. He was like, ting.
Yeah, I either had gray or green eyes. So my eyes were always fucking hella irritated. So I was like, like literally they messed up my eyes because I would wear them every single day. They weren't even for like daily use. But I think that's why my eyes were always red. And then it obviously doesn't help how, like, hyper I am.
Oh, my God.
So people were always thinking that, like, oh, like, pobrecito, he's on high filming all these things.
Pobrecito.
But I swear, you guys, I don't think I've ever filmed a video under, like, what do you say?
Under the influence.
Under the influence unless I like made it clear. For example, like my drunk get ready with me when I turned 21.
Yeah.
That one. And then like my drunk get ready with me in Vegas. But yeah, I think I've been sober. Have you ever filmed a video like under the influence?
I just thought of one. I did. I did like a life update or something, but me emborraché with beer by myself on accident. My dad me compró una michelada. He's like, then, because I bought myself. I did a mukbang with a little burrito, a big ass burrito, actually. And my dad's like, then, te hice una michelada. Dude, I forgot it was like beer. So I just kept drinking and drinking and drinking. And I got all drunk by myself.
Because especially when you're like talking, it's really easy to, because you get thirsty. And you're just like drinking it all.
And then mid video, I was like, nee!
Y'all spilled everything.
But I didn't say I was drunk. I think I was just like going along the, yo, see, you okay?
Yeah. No, but, what was I going to say? Also, before we start talking about all these things, we are not influencing or contributing or telling you to smoke or drink or don't do backflips or anything like that. All right?
We just want to share our experiences.
I know. I think, like, the fun thing about us having our podcast is that we get to talk about things that we haven't talked about on other platforms. Literally. Or, like, just tell you guys more cheeseman funny stories. And we were like, wait, why don't we talk about, like, our weird experiences?
But I got all scared, but he made me.
I made you. I wasn't even there.
No, I mean, you made me talk about it.
Oh, I thought you were talking about, like, your bad experience. But, okay, you guys, so I think we're going to start talking about Yoatsis.
My first time.
First time getting high.
They're like boring.
Well, do you remember your first time getting high?
I do. So,
I do. You know, bringing Adam back.
Eddie?
He comes up. He's like our third special guest.
He's all high. He's like,
bitch.
Okay, so my first time was sophomore year of high school. I had a group of three friends who were really bad fucking influences.
They were all influencers.
And two of us, me and this other girl, had never been high. And the other two girls were like, you gotta get high with us. And we were like, no, like we were scared. And then one of the days, one of the girls, her parents left town. Mm-hmm. She's like, guys, I have the house to myself. And then I was like, dun, dun. And they're like, let's get high. And they're like, let's get Yoatsi and this girl high for the first time. So we all went, and one of the girls got the mota. I don't know where the fuck she got it from, but she got the mota. And we get to my friend's house, and they're like, ugh, we don't even have a pipe or nothing.
Hail the boys.
So guess what we smoked out of?
An apple.
An apple, dude? Mm-hmm. A fucking apple. So they all made it like the hole and then the other hole. I'm going to do that again. It was all funny. They all made their own little pipe. And I was all scared for the first time. Like, well, dude, what are we doing? She's like, no, it's really good out of the apple.
I wonder if that's a comment because I feel like when I started, all right, like I'm still doing it. No, when I started, I feel like that was how everybody would do it in school. And or like in lunch, they would give us like free apples. Yeah, iba la pinche gente to make their little pipes.
And then like walking around school, you would find apples with oils
everywhere, like on the field. Yeah. And even the teachers knew. They were like, oh, there's another weed person. Yeah, I forgot about that.
But so we smoked out of that fucking apple. And at first I didn't feel anything. They're like, do you feel it? And I was like, I don't feel nothing. And I take another hit. I took another one. I was like, dude, I felt que me estaba ardiendo mi garganta so bad. And they were like, that was a good one. And then out of nowhere, I just started feeling so weird. I was like, what's going on? Like, I feel like everything was like.
So you only did two hits?
I did a few. They made me do like five or six. Oh, bitch. I did a lot for my first time. And I started feeling it. And then I just remember they were trying to fuck with me too. They were not like good friends. Yeah. They were trying to fuck with me. They were like, come here. And I like got in their face and they were like going like this in front of my face to like make me trip out.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh my God. And I started panicking. I was like, I don't like this. Like, this is so scary. Like my heart started beating so fast. And then I just remember getting like so many cravings, like really bad cravings. And they're like, geez, you got the munchies. So I grabbed the apple that we smoked out of and I was like,
bitch, fuck, it's all ashy. Like,
and then they're like, Yoatsi, you're not supposed to eat the apple. And then I'm like, I'm hungry. I ate the whole apple and then I was just like, poof, I just threw it. And then I remember I was like running around the house como una pinche loca.
Ew, what'd you smoke?
Dude, I don't know, but whatever it was, it gave me so much energy and I was running around like a psycho. But then after like having hella laughs, because I remember laughing for like a good 30 minutes, mm-hmm. I started going into like a scary trip. And like, I remember I was telling him like, when is it going to stop? Like, I want it to stop. And they're like, it's not going to stop for a while, babe. Mm-hmm. And I remember looking at the time
they
and like,
told you that? Mm-hmm, fuck them.
They're putas. And the time, like I looked and I remember it was like 9:52. Uh-huh. I look away, I come back and I'm like, okay, it for sure has been like 30 minutes. It's like 9:52.
And I was like, hate that.
And I was freaking out. And I remember telling him like, you guys, I need to call my parents. Like, I need to call the cops. Like, this is so scary. I'm going to die. And they were just laughing at me. Ew. And I ended up calling my boyfriend at the time. And I was like, babe. And I was like, this is what's going on. He all fucking laughed at me too.
Bitch.
So it was just a very scary trip. And I was kind of like traumatized. But then my dad called me at like 10:30, 11. He's like, ya voy por ti. And I was like, But by then the high had definitely calmed down. And I was just like riding home like.
That's a perfect example of what not to do for your first time. If you guys do ever want to try it. I feel like I think with anything that you do for the first time, it's always good to do with people you trust and people you know, people who are going to take care of you. Because, like, those putas were all fucking with
they
you.
They were putas. Like, now that I think about it, those putas were bullies. I'll get into that another story. But they were putas. Even
I know who they are.
Yeah, they were fucking whores.
Bitch. Oh, shit.
No, they were mean. And, like, now that I think about it and, like, when you live and you learn, mm-hmm. I for sure know that you have to, if you're going to do it for your first time, do it with people that you trust. Yeah. Do it in a safe environment.
Y tampoco no te pases de verga.
No te pases de verga. But that was fucking scary.
It just reminded me of, like, my first trip. Because I don't remember the first time I smoked, you guys. Oh, I like just remember. Yeah, I don't remember.
You don't even know if it was, like, a little blunt moment or an apple.
It definitely was an apple. I know that. Like, I remember everyone's like, pss, pss, with the little apple. But yeah, you guys, I don't remember my first time doing it. I don't even remember what age or nothing. Ah, right, my brain's all fried. No, but what I do remember is that the only reason I got into it is because I was trying so hard to fit in, you guys. And this is when, like, everybody was bullying me because they were like, well, I mean, I've always been bullied for, like, being gay, even though I didn't even fucking know I was gay yet. I was really in denial. But I remember around high school is when I really started, like, getting into smoking. But it's because all of my friends were doing it. My closest friends from back home were doing it. And then my friends at school, like, the only people who were, like, what's that noise? Oh, that's scary. I think it was an airplane. I know. I think the only people who were, like, somewhat nice to me in school, and there was, like, another guy that would hang out with us. So, like, I didn't feel like I was just with a bunch of girls. They all smoked. So, like, I feel like that's kind of how, like, I got into it. We would always go, like, after school. We would just find, like, the most scariest build. I don't know why. We would always do, like, the scariest buildings. And, like, I would just, like, smoke a lot with them. But what I do remember right now that you started saying, you're, like, your story is, like, my first trip.
Oh, my God. Do you know how old you were?
This was, yeah, it was probably, like, maybe 2 years ago, 3 years ago.
Apenas?
Yeah, I had already been smoking for, like, a good, cute minute. But, like, I didn't do it often, you guys. I did it a lot in high school because I was trying to fit in because I didn't even enjoy it. I didn't see the point of it. I don't think in high school I would ever even get, like, the giggles or I would get, like, no, I was just kind of doing it to, like, fit in. I would take, like, a few hits and I'd be like.
But I know, sorry, before I forget, you mm-hmm. told me, Luis said that because he's so already energetic.
I was about to say that, yes.
Oh, then you tell
him. Now you're saying, what the fuck? No, I'm just kidding.
He said that how he's already so energetic. When he smokes, he kind of goes,
yeah.
And he's just, like, on a downer.
I think the only one that will have me be on a good one is hybrid. I think it's a mixture of indica and sativa.
Uh-huh.
But anything else, it will make me just go to sleep. Because, yeah, that's what I was telling you, Yoatsi. Like, before, if I smoked, I would just be, like, really chill and, like, you know.
How
just,
boring.
Like, yeah. So I didn't like smoking because I was like, this is so boring. Because I would just kind of calm down. I wouldn't even, like, get the giggles. I just get sleepy.
Mm.
And
yeah, that's boring.
So I only really smoked in, like, high school to fit in. And then I stopped. And then I started doing it again, like, maybe 2-3 years ago. But it wasn't even weed. I just didn't, like, the whole idea of weed was just connected to me with, like, high school and shit.
Like,
and it
made
me cringe.
Yeah.
It made me cringe. It made me feel, like, a little anxious because I would always do it, like, hiding from my parents and stuff. Mm. Or, like, going after school to, like, scary buildings. So I was just like, ew, like, I don't want to be in that. So I started getting into edibles, and I liked it because I didn't like the smell of weed. I didn't want my clothes to smell or anything. And that's how I had my first trip. So it was just like little
edibles.
Yes, it was little edibles, and it's like gummies. And I liked it because it's clean. You don't smell bad. It's like bada bing, bada boom. Let's get in, get out. You don't have to like light shit up and get ashes, anything like that. So I had already been doing edibles for like a cute little moment. It would just help me relax. But I remember I think I took a little bit too much. And oh my God. I was watching the movie Planet of the Apes.
Oh, that's wrong.
You guys, I was watching the movie Planet of the Apes for the first time. And if you've ever watched it, like the changuitos have their own like changuito language. Like they don't speak English. You and Adam. But I was watching the movie. I was at my friend's house. And as I was watching it, first thing that happens, I start feeling like I start sinking into the couch. Like literally, I was like, oh, shit. And before this, I had been on the verge of like panicking. But I always tell myself, you know what you did. You smoked. You're, of course, going to trip out a little bit. Just let it pass. Like, I always talk to myself and I snap out of it.
Okay.
But this time, I think I was just so into the movie that, like, it wasn't a mind trip. It was, like, a body trip. Because I literally felt my body going like, oh, shit. I felt like I was turning into the couch.
Oh, my gosh.
And I was just like, oh, I was like, okay, don't panic. You're good. You're chilling. Keep watching the movie. So then I started watching the movie and the little changuitos are talking to themselves. And they put, like, little subtitles so you understand what they're saying because they're not speaking English.
Right.
But as I'm watching it, I couldn't understand what the fuck they're telling each other. And I tell my friend, I was like, wait, I thought the monkeys didn't speak English. And he's like, they're not. And I was like, I can understand what they're saying. I'm all ape. He's not a monkey. I know. And he's like, you're tripping. I was like, no, that one just said I love you. And he just starts, like, cracking up. But I was like, I understood what he said. So I was getting mad and annoyed because I was like, I'm not tripping. Like, I understood that fucking ape.
And that's then so funny.
After that, I keep watching the movie. And then I'm like, okay, like, I'm tripping because everything just starts, like, moving. And then my friend's parents were there as well. So I didn't want them to, like, find out. Because I was being, like, a little more, like, giggle now. But then I was like, dude, shit. If they hear, they're going to know. So I think that's where I got into my head and the panic started.
Oh.
So then I was like, I need to go to the restroom. So I go to the restroom, and then I think I call my friend over after a while because lo mismo que dijiste tú. I was sitting in the toilet, and I was like, just breathe, just breathe.
Oh, my God.
And then I started getting anxious, and I felt like my lungs started, like, collapsing. So I was
what
like,
what the fuck,
I couldn't breathe. I was literally going.
Full-on, so like, panic attack.
And then I was getting mad at myself. I was like, Louis, what the fuck? Like, you know you smoke. Like, why are you tripping right now? And I couldn't breathe. And then my friend comes in. He's like, just breathe, just breathe. And I was like, I need to go to the hospital. But then I was like, I am not about to be that bitch right now.
Yeah.
So then I start looking at the time, and I remember looking at the certain time, and I was like, and I was just like sitting down trying to breathe, regulate my breathing. I look at them, and 1 minute had passed.
Oh, no.
And I was just like, there is no fucking way right now. So then my friend was just like, let's just go to sleep. Like, let's go to bed. So then I'm trying to go to sleep, and I'd close my eyes what felt like fucking 10, 15 minutes, and I'd look at them in otro minuto.
Dude, yes.
And the whole night, I was like, this is never going to end. And it's scary when your mind takes over because I was fully convinced in my head that it's never going to end.
Yes, like you feel like literally it's never going to end. It's a loop forever.
Yes, that's what it felt like. And I was like, no. Nah! And then have you ever heard of people say that they've had highs that lasted them like days?
Well, I had that. It's a different high, but I'll tell you guys about that one later.
But that's what I was scared of. I was like, what if I have one of those highs that's going to last me days? Because I heard a lot of stories from friends who'd say, like, they were high for, like, a few days, and they just, a lot of shit happened. So I was really scared of that, but then I knocked out somehow, and then I woke up perfectly fine the next day. And I think I never did edibles after that again.
You're like, I'm good.
Yeah, and I was just like, nope, no thanks. No. It's because edibles is scary because, in my opinion, you can't really control how those are going to hit you.
Yeah.
Porque, yeah, you can take half of a dose or, like, a full little dose, but you're not fully in control. When you're getting high, I feel like you're, like,
you're a little more in control.
Yeah, you're like, okay, that one. Or sometimes, like, I know, say, I'm like, I'm like, oh shit, that was a big one, leave me alone.
Yeah.
But yeah, with edibles, it's just like, boom.
Then I think this is a perfect time to go into my edible scary story.
Wow, what was that?
All right, you guys. So I was actually going to save this story till the end. But this, I wanted to save it to the end because this story was so traumatizing to me that after that, I have not smoked or had an edible since because it fucking traumatized the shit out of me.
Yeah, that literally was your last time to do it.
A ghost. Okay, you guys. So I wanted to, like, smoke weed. with Travis's dad. And this was like a long time ago. This was like over 4 years ago. That's how long it's been since I've smoked marijuana. Mm-hmm. But también for the same reason, I was like, well, I have Travis. I can't be stinking like mota. Mm-hmm. And it's when I lived in my parents' garage. So I was like, no, we can't be doing none of that shit. My parents are going to smell it. No. Yeah. So I was like, let's get edibles. Mm-hmm. And I had some edibles. I don't remember where I got them from, but I had some. Mm-hmm. So we were at the house because I'm nervous. It's scary.
I know.
We were at the house and then... the fucking edible is nomás una pinche gomita, right?
It's the most stupidest edible. Like, well, I mean, at least I think it's crying. Stupid.
It's a pinche, just like a little square. Mm-hmm. And my ex at the time was like, okay, just take it. And I was kind of like anxious about it. But I was like, ate the whole thing.
So it's because they're kind of made weird, you guys. So the gummy, it's a whole little cuadrito. So just think of like a regular square.
A square.
But it has like a little line down
it's
the middle.
Like this. It's literally like this.
So think like that. But it has like a little like...
Almost invisible line down the middle.
Uh-huh. So somehow you're supposed to like... That's not one dose. One dose is half
it's
of that.
It's half of it.
So that's how much you're supposed to eat is just half. So you know that it's one dose.
Not the whole thing.
But then I'm like, then why the fuck would... Why don't they just cut it así la venden?
Yeah.
But Yoatsi took... So usually when I first started, so... So you would think that the whole cuadrito is a full, but it's not. So half of it is a full, and then if you want to like, if it's
you
like your first
double
time,
dose. Oh yeah,
no,
yeah.
If it's like your first time or you're just like wanting to not get that high, you do half of what is
half, half of the half,
and that's technically like less. But this puta did the full fucking square.
We didn't read the instructions, and instructions. I ate the whole fucking square, bitch.
Ooh.
And then we were fine. I was like living my best life. We were like watching a movie. We're laughing, like ning, ning, little giggles. Mm-hmm. And then I started eating watermelon, dude. I just remember eating the watermelon. And I was like, oh my God. And I was like, oh, I'm feeling high, but like really high. And I was like, oh my God. And I'm not a smoker. I don't do edibles. So I'm not really.
Like you didn't know what was going to happen, expect.
The good thing is that we had already put Travis to bed. This was when Travis was Mimi's. But I started, like, full-on fucking panicking. And también I was with the wrong person because that dumb fuck, I was like, I'm panicking. He's like, oh, you're fucking fine. Like, get over it. And I was like, yeah. And I was freaking out, dude. I remember my heart pounding out of my chest. And I panicked so hard. Did I text you or call you?
You text. No, first you called me.
Because he still lived at my parents' house, too. So he was
literally wall-to-wall.
Wall-to-wall.
So she, you called me.
I was like,
no, I know. No, she called me. She's like, brother, like, I did the edible, and I'm, like, panicking. So my first instinct is not to question. I was just like, no, you're fine. I was like, I think I told you the same thing. Just remember.
So sweet.
I was like, you did what you did. You know something. Like, you're bound to, like, experience something. I was like, but don't think of anything bad. I was like, you're by yourself. You guys are just chilling. Like, don't trip out. And she was like, okay, it's just I'm panicking. I was like,
and
just
he was
breathe.
Telling me, he's like, remember you did this for fun. Yeah. It's just supposed to make you giggle. You're supposed mm-hmm. to relax. And I was like, yeah, giggle. Bitch, I was all fucking panicking.
I was on the phone for a cute minute with her, though. So you were, te calmaste poquito. So I was like, okay,
yeah.
Good.
And then I remember telling him, like, but who's going to take care of Travis?
Oh, yeah,
and
yeah.
And he was like, bitch, Travis is asleep. And yeah. I was like, no, like, but like, Travis, I need to make, like, I think I was panicking more because my mom instincts kicked in. And even though I knew Travis was okay, mm-hmm. I still was like, get that, see, something happens to Travis. I don't know. Just
and
like
I was
my
just
mommy
like,
vibes.
Well, what is he doing? She's like, well, he's sleeping. I was like, well, if you get like more weird out, you can always just like bring him to the house. He's literally, we were right next to each other.
Yeah.
So she's like, okay, like I won't wake him up. Like I'll just leave him. And I told her, I think I told you to watch a movie or to go eat or something.
Yeah. But then, dude, this shit got scary worse. This was the first time I got so high that I started throwing up. I ran to the bathroom. And I literally just started throwing up. And I was like a shit ton. And I was like, I'm so high. Ugh. And it was so scary. And then the worst thing that could have ever happened.
The world ended.
No, I literally felt like that. So
no.
I was on my phone, también como este, checking the time a cada ratito. And it was, I think it was 2 a.m. And no. It was like 1:58 a.m. or something.
Oh
like
yeah.
That. And I was just staring at my phone. And then I put my phone down for a while. And I just remembered like sitting in the toilet like contemplating life. Y se le ocurre the fucking time changed. Mm-hmm. You know how, ¿cómo se llama?
Daylight savings.
So the time went forward. Mm-hmm. It skipped a whole fucking hour. So instead of going from 1:59 a.m. to 2 a.m., it went to 3 a.m.
1:15. Oh, yeah. Okay, I see what you're saying. Yeah.
So instead of it was supposed to be 2 a.m., it jumped to 3 a.m. I picked up my phone and I'm like, oh, I was like, I've been sitting here for a whole hour. And I was like, what happened?
Can you guys imagine, like, out of all the fucking days in 365 days out of the year, the one day that you're having a bad trip, the time changes?
Dude.
No, it went from 12:59 to 2 a.m.
Yeah, it did that.
So when she told me that, I was like, the time changed. But I was like, what the fuck? Like, none of us remembered that was going to happen that night.
Yeah, and I texted and was like, Louie, I've been in the toilet for an hour. I was stuck. I couldn't move. And he was like, bitch, the time changed. And I was full on panicking. Like, I was literally crying in the bathroom.
That's like literally a coincidence. Like, imagine you feel like it was just 1 second and then you're like, oh shit.
That was so fucked up, you guys. Y luego pa acabarla, to the cherry on top of the cake, I fucking go to bed like crying, like, okay, this is so fucked up. And I go to bed and I all cuddle next to Travis. I look at Travis and I'm like, oh, I could have sworn Travis transformed into a goblin.
Can you imagine tripping out
that much? Dude, and I swear I started hallucinating. I saw Travis running around as a goblin, but Travis estaba ya bien dormido. But I could have sworn, I don't even know if I told you about that or I told you the next day.
You told me like later on. You didn't tell me that day.
That's not Travis. And I was like, Travis is over here. And I was like, fuck no. And I was like, the kid laying next to me is the goblin. Where's Travis? Like, bitch. That was the worst trip of my life. Like, after that, y luego that high me duró like 2 days. That high was so fucked up. I went to sleep. I woke up and I still felt high. Not as high, but I was still like, I'm high.
Oh my God,
dude. Like, when is it going away?
I hate that.
It was the worst like 3-4 days of my life. That week like triggered my anxiety so bad. Pero quedé tan pinche traumada that I'm still terrified of weed. Even the scent of weed, I'm like,
ooh. For the longest time, you guys, if we had like friends who like smelled like weed or their car smelled like weed or like if they even had like a little vape pen, she was like, don't do that around me. Like, I don't want to smell it. Like,
I would get anxiety attacks just smelling the weed.
Yeah, like she literally didn't want to smell or anything that had to do with it because she would like full on panic. And I was like, oh shit, like that's
it was
crazy.
So traumatizing. Now I'm a little more like open to it, but I still won't do it.
Yeah, like, you're just, it's not something that you like, or like, that's fine, or like, yeah, I'm gonna have a good time. You're just like,
I don't care for it. It doesn't trigger me as hard though. So, like, if anybody around me at parties or like raves or anything like that is smoking, I'm just like, whatever. But I still don't wanna do it because I still am a little month on.
Yeah, and then it's, especially if it's not one of those things where like, you don't need to fucking do it. Like, it's not gonna,
you don't have
unless
to.
You like medically or something. But other than that, you're just like, if you have the choice, like, why the fuck would you want to?
I'd rather smoke alcohol.
Smoke alcohol? Even worse. I'm like, what the fuck?
I'd rather drink alcohol.
Bitch.
Sorry, I'm pretty.
So like we've said many times, in the past, our parents were very, very strict on us. And obviously with, like, drugs and any fucking shit like that, of course they're going to be even more strict. Like, it's just, you know, parents want to take care of us. But I remember this one time I almost got caught by my mom. Because, like, I would only do it, like, after school and stuff, like I was saying. So, like, I never wanted to do it around them. I never wanted to smell, like, anything around them or nothing like that. Mm-hmm. So I remember this one time I was going to go hang out with my friends at a park. And we did it, like, behind this building. We were all smoking weed and we were just like chilling there, whatever. And like, dude, even when I was young, like I don't have a memory of me ever feeling like, ooh, I'm high or like having a good ass giggle or like a bad trip. Like,
it's just like whatever.
Yeah, I don't know what the fuck we were smoking. It was probably just fucking
it was cilantro.
Because I don't have any memories. Right, that's how much I smoked. My brain's off right. Like, no, but I don't remember. So that's what I'm saying. It was just so stupid. But I remember this one time I was hanging out with my friends and we got high and then I didn't know we were going to get high, though, that day. So I wasn't, like, fully prepared or anything. And then my mom was going to pick me up. She texted me. She's like, Luisito, salí temprano de trabajar. Te voy a recoger. And I was like, fuck my life. Because my mom just got off of work early, and I didn't know we were going to smoke, so I wasn't fully prepared. And I tried stalling for a little bit. Like, I was like, oh, mami, es que su cumpleaños de una amiga, vamos a durar un poquito más. Like, I tried stalling as much as possible, so it got to the point where my mom went to the park, and she's like, I'm still waiting for you. So then I was like, fuck, I'm going to have to, like, get in the car.
Oh, my God.
So that was the one time where I felt really high, and I was going into, like, my mom's car. And I was like, because I fucking knew that if my mom found out, she was going to, like, lower my calzones and be
with
like,
the chancla.
Yeah. So I just went in the car and I was just like, hi, mom. Yeah. And then she was like, hello. Yeah. She's like, estás actuando muy rarito, Luisito. And I was like, no, everything's fine. And then I think I told her that I was like sad about something. She's like, a ver, mírame. And I was like,
shut the fuck up. I didn't know this story.
Yes. And then I was like, why? She's like, mírame. So imagine, like, I was high and I was tripping. I was like, trying to hide from my mom. So then I look at her and she's like, como que trae los ojos muy rojos, no? And I was like, and I was like, oh, es que mis contactos, like, ya me duelen mucho. Yeah. And she was like, And then, I think she just, like, questioned me a little bit more, but I never, like, slipped, and she never asked me, like, are you smoking fucking mota?
Oh, my God.
But I was hella fucking panicking. I was just like, fuck, my mom's about to fucking catch me right now. Like, what the fuck just happened? But, no, she never caught me. I don't think my parents have ever, like, fully seen me high or anything.
Mm-hmm.
But I just remembered where I used to hide, like, my weed, too. Did you ever carry around weed?
No,
or were, like,
bitch.
Your friends the ones that had it?
I never had weed.
Bitch, I was, like, over here buying shit and, like, in class, bitch. Like, sending it. Like,
fuck you.
I know. It's because I fucking swore I was that girl.
Uh-huh.
But.
Straight Louis.
I know. No, literally. I feel like it was part of, like, trying to act straight. Like, just. Like,
he was like, I got you, bro.
Oh, I know.
Want a dime?
For real. I used to carry it. So, do you know the little Carmex? I'm not going to give you guys ideas. All right. No, you guys, don't do bitch. Any of this shit. But.
The tubo or the one that looks like a chapstick?
The little cup looking one.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So I would always carry on chapstick, you guys. And those little Carmex little, they were basically like little cases. I don't know if they even make those anymore. I have not seen them.
I haven't seen them either.
But they used to be like little, like, I guess like a cup with like a lid on it. It was super small. So I finished one of those and then I would put the weed in there and I would like seal it because those things would hold scent really fucking well. So I would just hold it in there and I would throw it around like my backpack.
Yeah, I thought it was your chapstick.
Yeah, literally, everyone would just think it was my chapstick. So, and it, my backpack would never smell like anything. This one time, too, dude, I had, like, these two little speakers. They were, like, portable speakers.
Uh-huh.
They were, like, magnets. But I basically took apart one of them from the inside.
What the?
I took off, like, big on my brother. I know, dude, I was stupid. Hey. I took off, like, all the wiring and everything in the speaker, and I would hide it in there. So teachers, if they would, like, look through our shit, I was like, it's just a speaker. And then, like, if they wanted it to see it work, I would obviously play music from one of them. So they would think it was, like, a working speaker. I would hide it in there. I also, I think, oh, my God, there's even people who would smoke out of. Oh, my God.
Dude, I'm leaving.
I'm just getting scared. All these memories. One of the most weirdest ways that I saw somebody smoke was through a earphone.
I saw that, too.
I was like, what? Because
a little headphone.
Yes.
Yes.
Somebody, like, cut off the wire of the headphone. They took it apart and they would like, I don't know, it's fucking weird, but
I saw that too.
The middle school we went to, you guys, was very scary with like weed. I feel like weed and alcohol kind of, but mostly weed and cigarettes was like a really big thing. Yeah. So like that's why like I was kind of clever with like where to hide it. Cause in our middle school we would even have like dogs randomly.
I was
come
about
in.
To say, yeah, we had random police dogs. Police cops would come with dogs.
Y siempre había alguien that would get caught.
Yeah, someone always would get caught. But they knew that there were so many students holding weed that we would have random checks like that.
Yeah.
And we'd start spreading the word like, hey, the dogs are here.
Yeah,
the cops are here.
They took out. Well, I never got to go to that middle school with like the privilege of using lockers. I don't know if you did.
Mm-mm.
But they took off lockers in our school. Like we had hella lockers all over the hallways, but we weren't allowed to use them because people would
stash
shit in
people
there.
People would stash so much drugs and stuff.
But yeah, I remember, like, the first time I did, like, a little edible. I didn't feel anything, but I did, like, a Rice Krispie. This girl would sell them in school. Like, I see it all fucking casual.
Bitch, yeah. No way.
She would just sell them and, like, take them to school. And I bought one for the first time. I know. And then the girl ended up getting caught.
No.
And the police was there and everything. And then basically they
told. She got a juvie.
I don't even remember, but I never saw her again.
Oh,
but I basically, the cops were like, I think they were scaring her. I don't know what, but they were like, basically, the more people you tell us that bought from you will like
reduce your sentence.
Something like, I don't fucking know. So that puta, she was like really cool with everybody, but she snitched out hella people. And she didn't snitch me out. Aww. So hella people were like, get him. Like, the cops were like getting all these people and arresting them. And she didn't, I was panicking. So I took the edible. It didn't really hit me, but I was like, I didn't imagine my parents would have killed me.
Imagine this thing.
I know. I never got caught.
His aunt Julia.
Imagine. I was like, I'm gay. Let me go.
No but, way. That's crazy. Yeah,
dude, that was very scary for me.
Oh, my God.
I hate it. What about you?
What about me?
You said you faked one time being high in class.
That story's boring.
What do you? I just don't understand. Okay, so she was telling me, she's like, one time I faked being high in class. And I was like, what? Like, for
it's
what?
Cause
what's the purpose of faking that you were high?
Okay, so I went to go get high with some friends for lunch. Again, those putas. It was the same putas.
Andale, ¿quién te manda?
They were like, we're going to get high in lunch. Want to come? And it's also part of me wanting to fit in because I wanted to be their friends so bad, but they were putas. So I was like, fine, I'll go. We go to lunch. We smoked out of another fucking apple. But because of the scary trip that I had the first time I smoked with them, I was like, I'm going to pretend to smoke. Wait, something got in my eye. So I had one of them for class. We had Spanish class with the same teacher, Yuhan. I don't want to say his name.
Yeah, don't.
But so we smoked. Well, I supposedly smoked. I was like, I'm going to turn this way. And I was like, but I didn't actually smoke, you guys. I just pretended to smoke. And those bitches got so high. Like, their eyes were so red. And I was like, fuck. And I was like, I have class with this bitch. I have to pretend to be high in class or something so she thinks that I actually smoked. Or else she's going to tell the other putas, like, oh, Kiwatsi wasn't even higher. I don't know, something. Yeah. And I got scared. So I was like, okay, I have to pretend to be hella high. So we get to class, and I was like, what do I do? What do high people do? And I was like, I'll just fall asleep.
Bitch.
No, so the girl, she was just like, very like, oh my gosh. She was like, oh, it's because we went to go, like, her eyes were all like droopy down. She's like, we went to go smoke for lunch. Uh-huh. And she was like a flirt with the guys too. Mm-hmm. So she was like, like all flirting. And I was just there like, all ugly duckling.
Bitch.
So I remember I just got the book. And then when they started talking to me, I had a book in front of me. And I was like, they're like, you had seen. I was like, sorry, it's because I'm high.
Fuck you, cringy.
I was like, dude, I'm hella high. It's because I was just copying her. I was taking her vibe.
Fuck you.
And they're like, the guys were like, you guys fucking smoked during lunch? And then we're like, yeah. And then my friend was like, yeah, even Yoatsi did it. And I was like, yeah, dude. And she was like, do you feel it a lot? And I was like, yeah, dude. I'm just going to like
fuck
keep
you.
My head down because fuck.
I'm going to fuck you up right now. Get out.
It's so cringy. And the whole time, and even I remember the teacher looking at me like, why is this bitch acting so weird?
Yeah.
And then, like, middle of the class, because I don't know if you remember, our classes would last, like, an hour and 50 minutes. So, mm-hmm. like, 2 hours long.
Yeah.
Towards the end, she got the giggles. This bitch was probably actually high, and she had them, and she's like, in class. Mm-hmm. And she's like, like, cracking up. And she was like, you don't feel it? Like, yeah, dude, I feel it. And I started all laughing with her, too.
Fuck you.
And that's when the teacher was just looking at us like, okay, these bitches. But I think he even fell for it. Mm-hmm. He was just like, Yoatsi's high.
Mm-hmm.
After that, the teacher didn't look at me the same way.
Because like
he probably thought that I was like a pinche marihuana pendeja. Yeah. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I faked being high to fit in.
I know, I hate that. I feel like that was the thing for like both of us. Like, it's because it's so weird how like common and regular was in our school.
Yeah.
Because I straight up, dude, like the amount of people in my even just middle school, like it's crazy because when you're in middle school, at least me, when I was in middle school, I thought I was already like older. I thought I could make my own decisions and shit. But I look at middle schoolers now. I mean, a lot of them look older now, but I'm just like, I looking at back pictures of me when I was that young, I was like, dude, I was a fucking mocoso the house
you
down.
Were, like when you look at the kids now, y los ves, you're like, that was me. Like,
yes, I was like, oh, what the fuck was I doing at that age? But like, literally, I remember like hella people would come into class hella high and like the teachers knew that. About it.
Their eyes like bloodshot yes. red and just be like,
I remember, like, these two girls who were, like, the cool ones in our school, too. Like, they would come into school, like, into class hella fucking late. So they would come high. God. It was, like, our first period, so, like, 8 a.m.
At would, 8 a.m. already?
But they would come in, like, 9, like, before the class ended or something. Hella fucking high. Their eyes bloodshot red. Like, it literally looks like Like, those putas weren't, like, faking it. Like, you could tell, like, their eyes were so red. They were so small. And they would come in with, like, their hot Cheetos and shit.
Oh, my God. And
they would
smell,
they would put hella perfume.
Oh, that's
so the teacher como que ya sabía. Like, he was like, ah, these bitches are high again. Like, he wouldn't even, like.
That's so sad. I that, know. Like, teachers, they kind of, I feel like they don't really have a choice but to just be like, another regular day.
Like, you can always, they can always, like, report and say something. But, like, at the end of the day, if they're not going to, like, if nothing happens, they're just like, pues ya que, you know? Because that teacher was really nice. Obviously, I don't think he was like. But it's crazy to think, like, we were that young and, like, all that shit was happening even in our
I
school.
Have another story that I just remembered.
What?
So, because I got that really bad trip with the putas, in my sophomore year, Julie, my best friend, she's still my best friend now. Julie, for so long, was like, fuck you. That's what you get for not smoking with me. Because Julie, that man was like a big-ass pothead. I mean, exposing Julie.
I know.
She still is a pothead.
Bitch.
But she has a medical card. She's good. She needs it for her anxiety. I'm all talking about Julie.
I know. I'm like,
sorry, Julie. What are you calling? Oh, she, like, for so long, she's like, that's what you fucking get for not smoking with me. Because, like, Julie would tell me, like, I told you so many times if you smoked with me, like, I would have made you feel safe. I would have given you the right stuff. Like, you're stupid. That's what you get. So this puta, once she told me, she was like, I'm so mad at you that you didn't smoke with me for your first time that I got your brother high. Yes, y'all smoked with Julie.
When the fuck did I smoke with, like, Julie?
Middle school freshman vibes.
I don't remember.
Unless she lied to me, but she told me that you guys, and I was like, you smoked with Julie? And you're like, yeah, dude.
I don't remember this. What happened?
She just said that, I don't know, that you guys were texting and
she
that.
She probably tripped and imagined it all.
No, that she was like, hey, Lou, you want to go smoke? And you were like, hey, gay. And that you guys all smoked together. And I got all sad. And I was like, you guys smoked without me? And she's like, well, you wanted to be a puta. And I was like, don't lie.
Bitch, why would I lie?
I'm calling her right now.
What would I lie about? That? I don't remember.
She said you guys smoked together.
Well, I'm not denying it, but I'm saying I don't remember anything.
Really? We'll ask her when she comes.
I have a really bad memory, you guys. Maybe that's why. Yeah, I don't remember
she
ever.
She said that you guys smoked together, and I was like, I got all sad.
Like, how would that even happen?
You guys texted. You guys had each other's number.
I don't remember.
This is a long time ago.
I know. Well, now I want to find out, so maybe we'll ask her, because I don't remember.
We need to bring Julie for a podcast.
she has a lot of childhood stories about us being all stupid.
She does.
But I also remember, you guys, like, I'm telling you guys, we were, like, fucking crackhead shit. So, my dad one time caught me in my workshop.
I was all working. You're like, ding, ding.
So, you guys. So, you know how, like, everybody used to, like, smoke out of apples and shit like that? And, like, all my friends had, like, these pretty-ass pipes. And, like, I didn't have money like that. And even if I did, like, I wasn't going to spend it on, like, a pipe. I was probably going to go, like, spend it on something sickening, like shoes or something. But I remember in high school, you guys.
No way. What did you do?
I'm pretty sure it was high school. So I was tired of smoking out of all these fucking apples and all this fucking shit. And Andrea.
What?
So Andrea used to make, like, her little clay creations.
We talked about it on the podcast with Nao.
So I don't know if you guys remember when the episode of Andrea, I said that Andrea used to make little things with clay. And one time, like, dude, I'm telling you, I'm low-key kind of smart cuando me conviene. I saw Andrea making all these fucking...
Oh, I know why. It's because back then you weren't pretty. So you were just smart. Now you're pretty, not smart.
No, but literally Andrea would make, like, these little things out of this clay, put it in a little oven, and then it would get rock hard. So one time, I don't even know how the fuck I got this idea. And I was like, what if I make a pipe out of her fucking clay? Can you imagine, like, me all fucking stupid using a whole ass little cute innocent thing Andrea was doing and stealing it to make a pipe? So when Andrea wasn't home, I went into her room and I got some of her clay. And bitch, I literally made a whole fucking pipe.
What the fuck, Louis?
I remember, like, I made the little, like, the little circulito where you're going to put the weed on it. I made the little, like, what is it called? The breathing hole or the oxygen hole. And then I made, like, where you put, like, the lips and everything. Like, it literally looked like a straight up fucking pipe. And then I was like, is this gonna work? And I remember I was, like, all making it. And when Andrea was gonna bake some of her little creations that she made, I just slipped it in there.
Fuck you!
And she baked it for me. So when she didn't look, I was like, And I took my little pipe. And I remember I was so excited to try it. So I had, like, some little weed. So I went to my backyard when no one was home. And I was like... And it worked, dude.
No, it didn't.
I had made my own pipe.
Louis Life pipe.
Bitch. I was literally gagged. Like, I was shook that it fucking worked. And I remember I showed, like, my friends that I used to smoke with. I was like, dude, look what I have. Like, what the fuck's that? And I was like, I made a pipe. They're like, there's no way that shit works. And I showed them. They were like, oh, shit. So everybody was, like, hype for me. And I was like, it's going to be a little side business for me. So then I remember, like, everyone was, like, hella gagged about, like, my little pipe that I had made. And it was, I made it super small, so it was, like, super compact. And, like, it was perfect.
He's already a businesswoman.
So then my friends were like, dude, make me one. And I was like, no. I have all these colors because they were Andrea's clay colors. And I didn't tell anybody what I used to make it because I don't want them to copy me. But I was like, yeah, what color you wanted, bro? Like, I have all these colors. And everybody knew me to, like, sell them.
I like, go with the homie Louis. The homie Louis.
Bitch, no. So right when my business was about to launch, I got raided. I got caught.
Fuck you.
I remember I was in my
the SWAT.
What is that? Did you know? The SWAT. Oh, the SWAT. I was like, I'm gonna get him.
Because you got raided.
No, I literally was like in my room about to make my first order. I have a packaging it on TikTok. Like, come with me to make a pipe. I'm just kidding. No, but I was, like, making my first order and, like,
how custom.
Yeah, I was all making it their favorite color and everything. And then my dad walks in.
No way.
This is before my parents respected our privacy. So my dad just opened the door. He's like, ya está la comida. And I was like, and he saw my fucking pipe.
He saw your creation. And he's like,
yeah, my dad's like, ¿qué estás haciendo? And then I was like, instantly fucking panicked. And the first thing that came into my head was telling him that I was making, like, I don't know if you remember that I used to have, like, ¿cómo se dicen?
Resorteras. Yeah.
I had something like that. And we would always play with those outside. So I tried telling my dad, I was like, oh, estoy haciendo como una resortera. But I was telling him that it's one of the ones you put on the floor and you put, like, a little piedra and you hit it. Because the pipe already had, like, the little circle where you hold it and the long tube where you, like, put your mouth on it. Uh-huh. I didn't have the oxygen holes or nothing yet.
Oh, my God.
And I told my dad, I was like, oh, no, más estoy haciendo para mis amigos, like, una resortera, but something para jugar. And he's like, that's not what that is. And I was like, my dad put his fucking, like, dad belt on and he was like, what is that? I could have gotten away with it, but my dad knew because one of a family member that we had was a stoner.
Mm-hmm.
So my dad was not new to it. My dad had seen those things. My dad knew what they were.
Oh, my God.
And I feel like in, like, Hispanic culture, I feel like weed is almost worse than, like, alcohol.
Yeah, it's, like so badly looked upon.
Yeah, like, I feel like sometimes parents, if you're drinking at a young age, they're like, pendejo. But if you're, like, smoking weed, they're like, bitch, fuck you.
Oh, no.
Yeah, like, it's the worst thing ever. So my dad was like, ¿qué chingados es eso? And then he started getting mad. He's like, no estoy pendejo, yo sé que es eso, blah, blah. And he, like, took it from me and blah, blah. And I was like, no, dad. And I started crying. And then he, like, threw it at me. He's like, no, sé de esas cosas. And then my mom came in. She's like, what's happening? And I was like, I was making a little resortera. And, like,
all innocent.
But my dad never... I never told my mom what my dad thought it was. And my dad never told my mom. Like, I feel like it was a little, like... Just don't fucking secret. Do it again, and, like, we'll never talk about it.
He grabbed your creation, was like,
yeah, literally.
Oh, sad right? <day. I'm>
like, yeah, so my dad ended my business before it even started.
That's fucking funny.
Yeah, and I never tried it ever again. I got so scared that I feel like my dad left me off the hook by being like, stop this shit before, like, it continues. And then I never attempted doing it again. I just kept my little pipe, and it lasted me a really long time.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And then,
was it purple?
No, it's because when I first tried it, it was just like my, what is it called? When it's like your first try. Mm. Basically, I just didn't know if it was going to work or not. So I just used like the basic like clay color. It was just like cracky brown.
Oh, ew, crackety.
Literally. And then, yeah, I don't know what ended up. That would have been like an iconic thing to still have. Like, I remember it in my own pipe.
Y'all bring it to the show.
I know, but you never had like my parents like ever like catch you or like anything like that?
No, I don't think so.
Really? You're all good at hiding it.
It's because, no, I told you I didn't really smoke like you.
I know, dude. Like, literally, you guys, when I think about, like, my past, It's like a whole different person.
That's scary.
I would never do a lot of the shit that I did back then. I feel like it was a lot of like trying to find myself and like
trying to fit in
and make friends. Cause like, bitch, I lived like 100 million different lives. And like,
that's so weird. Like those stories that you just told me, I had no idea about. Yeah. Like my mama was catching you.
Like literally that person compared to like who I am now is just like, that's I remember scary. Like around that time, you guys, when I was like smoking stuff. That's when I got, like, my little piercing right here that we've talked about. I used to have, like, an anti-dermal piercing.
Oh, my goodness. That's right. That I told you not to get.
And I used to, like, sag my pants, too. Yeah. I would wear, like, long t-shirts. And
it was scary times.
Very scary moments.
But I was more, if you remember the stories that we've talked about, I was definitely more of a drinker in high school than weed.
Yeah. I know you saw that. I was like, my little squishmallow.
I had more drunken story times than
like weed.
Because that shit fucking freaked me out. I knew not to fuck with it.
I know.
But I just remembered one last story. I think I started smoking more when I was out of high school. This guy wanted to hang out with me. He said, want to go get lit? Want to go get high? And I was like, sure, whatever. My parents let me go hang out with him. So we went on a little car ride. And I just remember we just parked in, like, some random little parking lot. Mm-hmm. He brought out his weed. He's like, just take a few hits. So I was like, hey. And I didn't even really know this guy that well. But we did have, like, a little just casual conversation. But we both got super high because it got to that point where we were just both staring at, like, the windshield, like, like, all lit.
Yeah.
And then I remember he started talking to me about some stuff. I was just looking at him all high, like, just kind of, like, listening to him. Tell me why his eyes turned green.
Bitch? Like no
verdes,
pupil?
No, like, yeah, like, completely verdes. Like almost an alien eyes. Like,
bitch.
You guys are going to think I'm weird.
First, your son's a goblin, and now there's, like, an alien in your car.
I'm not making it up, I promise. Like, I just remember his eyes, like, being super green and, like, scary, and I was like, estoy con el diablo. I'm just kidding.
Bitch.
No, I literally just got super spooked, and I was like, he kind of gave me, like, demon vibes, and I never hung out with him again because I thought he was a demon.
Ew, I hate that. I would literally panic if
I just remember, like, seeing the eyes, like, super green, and I just remember telling myself, like, relax or you're going to have a panic attack.
Yeah.
Like, it's okay. Like, you're probably just hallucinating. I don't know. Maybe it wasn't just weed that I was smoking.
I imagine he was an alien. He was just sitting next to you.
He's all on the curry.
I know. He's all trying to reveal his secret to you.
No, but after, I know, he's all trying to come out. He's like, hey.
I know.
I was like, can you take me home? And he took me home after.
Oh, hell no. I feel like that scary. Was a common thing. People be like that was like a date. Like, let me smoke you out.
But now now that I think about it, like, if a guy ever asks you to go smoke as like a date, that's a big ass red flag. No. Unless you're a big ass stoner and you're into that stuff and you like want to do it to bond. But
true.
If you're not,
I feel like that'd be like a setup for failure. Like, imagine you don't know this person, you start panicking, and then he's not gonna help because you guys don't know each other.
He's like,
yeah, like I feel like that would be like hella scary.
Yeah, don't sweat.
Yeah, you guys, we wanted to share like these stories because I feel like they were just funny, but we start singing. Once again, we are not recommending or encouraging or telling y'all to, like, try things like that. But it's cool now because now that there's, like, dispensaries and stuff around.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know. Like, now that, like, you can actually go into, like, a little dispensary and, like, go buy weed, like, just all casual.
You can educate yourself on it, too.
Like, I remember, like, the first time I went, like, they were just... And it's crazy because, like, you know how it was such, like, a hidden thing back then? Like, nobody talked about it.
Weed.
Yeah, like, now just, like, oh, like, welcome. Like, this is all the weed that we have.
Now.
And, like, everything. I'm just like, oh, shit. Like, it just felt so weird. Like, I was like, where... Like, what world am I living in? Like, where it was, like, normal.
Yeah.
But it's cool, like, they're, like, to get informed and figure out what you're putting into your body and what's what and what helps with what. Because there's, like, a lot of things that can also obviously help you, like, go to sleep or just relax when you have anxiety or, like, things like that. But definitely the shit that we were smoking before, I don't know what the fuck that was.
Same. And that was the scary part, too, that you honestly did not know what you were smoking.
You don't know how they were even growing it or where it was coming from.
What if it was laced with something? Bitch, like, that's so scary. The stuff I would do back then, I would not do them anymore. Like,
Dude, literally, yeah. I'm just like, back then I was like a little bit más atrevido, but I feel like because we knew less. But after you hear more things, you have more experiences, you're like, how the fuck was I doing that? So just like... whatever age that you are, you guys just try to think twice or three times before you do something. And like,
yeah,
if you do ever try anything, which again, we're not encouraging, and I'm saying that again because I don't want any of y'all to be like, I want to do it now.
No,
just always be with the right people.
Yes, like somebody you really trust, and do it in a safe environment, because what happened to me was not it.
Yeah, I think after that's that one so time scary. I tripped, I don't think I ever want to go through that ever again.
Yeah, and it really does depend on who the people that are with you, because mm-hmm. like those putas all trying to scare me, and they're like, you're stuck forever, babe. Yeah,
babe. It could literally be like the smallest thing like that.
And I was like, yeah.
That one time that I panicked when I was watching Planet of the Apes, I think what triggered me is that in the back of my mind, I was like, don't be too loud or anything, because his parents are here and they're going to hear you. And like, even if you think you're like not thinking about anything, it was in the back of my head and somehow ended up at the front because I panicked. Aww. So it's just like, be careful of what you're doing and fucking be safe, putans.
Yeah, putans. Don't be a puta, though.
But I hope you guys enjoyed this week's episode. And
our outro. I'm in love with Mary Jane.
Let us know if y'all have ever had like a trip out story or something. Yes. Down in the comments, if you feel comfortable sharing, because we would love to read.
We want to actually do an episode where we like read your guys' stories and yeah. react to them. So that'd be sickening.
A lot of y'all left like very scary stories under our scary story one. So we were
and
like,
we want to do that.
We want to like do a video, a podcast episode, just like reading through you guys's and reacting to them.
Yeah.
But yeah, you guys, once again, thanks so much for listening to this week's podcast.
Thank you.
And we'll see you guys on the next one.
Bye.